One of the things pizza makers spend the most money on is cheese. Every time I have a catering event, cheese is my biggest ingredient cost. But what if I told you there's a cheese company out there that lets you earn cash back for every pound of cheese purchased? I'm talking about Baggio Cheese. And their Gold Club Rewards members receive their rewards card every month that can be used wherever Visa is accepted. So the more cheese you buy, the more you can earn. Literally, you get paid to use Baggio Cheese. Now that is cool. Learn more at Baggio Cheese using the link in the show notes. Welcome back, pizza lovers. You are tuning in to another episode of our mini-series called Shadow a Pizza Maker, where we follow pizza makers around and ask them questions while they are in the heat of it all. And the heat this person is standing in front of is an uni oven posted outside of a brewery. My buddy Horacio of Tio's Pizza stays popping up. Now, he was a guest on the podcast before where we talked about his pizza journey. You can listen to his origin story by searching for his podcast on Spotify or Apple, or just use the search function on whatsgoodto.com. But today, we follow around Tio's Pizza while he's popping up and ask him everything we need to know. And we ask him everything he knows about running a successful pop-up. This is an amazing episode, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And remember to always ask, what's good dough? So what are the essentials that you have in your car every single time? Got a tent all the time?
I have a tent. I got coolers. I have a little portable stove that runs on on propane.
Yeah, camping propane.
Yeah, I used to have an electric one, but it was just sucked, you know, having to have power, figuring out power, or carrying a generator around.
And one of the things I hope to talk to you about is like your cooking setup and how you cook Detroit style pizzas in mass or in bulk via the uni ovens.
Yeah.
Not that Detroit style isn't made for uni ovens, or vice versa, but it's not the easiest thing to cook, right?
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it honestly took a while to figure out, you know, how to make like nice pizzas in there and not overcooking them or baking them. And it was a tip that I learned from another pizza maker that really helped figure out like how to make them in the uni.
Who was the pizza maker? Shout them out.
Jane Doe.
Uh-huh.
And I went over to one of her pop-ups and I got to hang out with her and talk pizza. And, you know, I noticed that she was using the Lloyd lids on top of the pizza, like during the bake. Kind of started asking her questions about it, and she said, oh, it helps, like, you know, make the cheese crust before, you know, the flame attacks the shit out of all the ingredients and, you know, and burn stuff, and which was happening to me, and I wasn't getting like the nice edge that I wanted, you know. And and, you know, I was doing the low and slow method too, and, you know, it was just taking forever, and especially doing it at pop-ups at a brewery or something like that, it takes a long time. At home, that's fine, you know, but at the brewery, you have a bunch of people waiting
and
stuff.
You got to keep the flame rolling.
Exactly, yeah, so.
So you just put the par-bake in the Lloyd pan, you top it,
throw it back in there. Throw it back in there, and then I have a turning peel that I use.
And you turn the pan.
And I just turn the pan in there, yeah.
Shit.
And I spin the pan in there.
Okay, I got to see these pans now. Do they not like get fucked up?
No. They get like a little bit like that, but I mean, I wash them every single time.
Yeah, no, but like the point is like it this thing right here, this edge,
yeah,
it covers it.
Yeah, it covers the pan completely, so it doesn't.
Even though it's like kind of warping,
yeah,
on the edges.
Yeah, it's kind of this will cover it completely. So all you see if it's like moving a little bit, you'll see just steam come out of there, dude. And then you just take this off, and the pizza's you made it in the home oven, dude.
Damn.
And then after you just take it off, the last part of the bake, you just take it off.
And put it on top. Yeah. Oh shit! It fits snugly on there.
Yeah. See. And there's even like a little, maybe like a little bit of holes right there too, so air flows through there too. So.
Damn.
And then after the last part of the bake, you just take it off, and that's when the oven just acts like a broiler feature pretty much, and it's just toasting the cheese and then the pepperoni and making them cup even more, and all of that stuff happens. So that's when all the toastiness happens.
Let me ask you then, for the par bakes though, do you use the lids?
I mean, at home, no. I just use the uncovered. Yeah, but I've heard about, I've heard folks talk about it before, and I just haven't tried it yet, and it's definitely something I'm gonna try.
Does the lid get your dough wet though? Like the pizza?
No. No. It doesn't, no. Ah. No, I think it just helps like keep it like keeps the heat inside of there.
Are your bottoms crispy?
Yeah, honestly, I par bake because honestly in the uni, the stone doesn't do a whole lot to the bottom of the pizza in the pan.
You're relying on the top heat.
Yeah, honestly, just relying on the top heat. The bottom of it might get a little bit crispy, but the pizza's already like baked enough
so you're looking for a really like golden brown bottom. Do you have par bakes right now that you can show me? Okay, so will it get much darker than that?
A tiny bit browner. That's about it.
That's it.
That's all it really needs. Like
okay,
like look at this one.
Okay,
it's like it might just get a little bit more browner than that one. Like these ones are a little bit more well done, but
okay.
But you could see like they'll get a little bit more, but they're.
So my boy was asking me the other day, when you par bake, you just wrap them up and then what? They're good for a day?
They're good for like, I would say like 2 days, just to make sure you keep them like in a dark place, cold place, or keep them in the fridge, and they'll be good for like at least 2-3 days.
I feel like you're the reason why I'm such a huge fan of them.
Yeah, I mean, it's convenient, and at the end of the day, it's better, it's easy to serve on one of these than take home a plate or take home and something to wash it on. And you just serve it on one of these, a sheet of wax paper, and
done
deal, so.
And it's cheaper than a box.
Yeah, it's cheaper than a box, and I think it was like $25 for a pack of 100 of them. And they're only like a couple bucks more depending on the size. So, I mean, that's like the ones that, the 100 pack that I brought was like 40 something bucks of those 14 inch ones. So.
That we were using for the Slice at Hunger.
Yeah. It was like 100 of them too. So it's cool. So.
Hell yeah.
I honestly went to a pop-up like when I was first starting to do pizza and I saw someone do it. I was like, dude, this is genius. There's like really, that's like the disposable plates of pizza, I think. I don't know.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I mean, it serves, you could eat off of it. And again, much more affordable than a box. Yeah. Probably more eco-friendly too, because it's only just cardboard, right?
Yeah, it's just a sheet of cardboard.
Yeah, and so you're using less waste.
Mike was telling me about them, and then he has one.
Yeah, I've seen that brand before.
And it's like, I guess it's like a, it's, I think it's like a serving, it's more like for serving and stuff like that. And it's like a, like it's, you could cut, it's like you could cut through it, and it's like, it doesn't scratch, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's pretty cool.
That's tight.
Yeah, I've done a couple of pizzas with it, and that's what happened to it.
Like you launched it?
Yeah, I've launched a couple of pizzas with it, and that's all that's happened to it.
Oh, nice. I find that like some of my peels are splitting.
Yeah, I've had one of them already split. A couple of them split already. The first split, the first one that I got like in 2020, it's like it split. Like,
I know.
It was like a 16 inch peel that I got like on Amazon or something.
Yeah, one of my first peels I still have, but it's starting to split. And so I'm like trying to just use it as a serving peel because I don't want it to split.
It means a lot. I got this from Canada.
Atlas?
Darebuilt.
Darebuilt.
Darebuilt. I got this turning peel. It's pretty cool.
That's nice.
I mean, it's solid and light and easy to turn pizzas with. And even works with, that's what I use to turn the pans with. And even some of them, like, you could get them to spin, like, I don't know, the Lloyd pans, they'll spin in there, dude. It's funny. One, I could, like, hot pans, I could put them right there. Or usually I've been like, I've been baking the pizzas with, like, if it's really busy or if we're anticipating hell, a lot of people, we'll just bake a bunch of like pizzas that I was telling you with the lid on, just cheese pizzas to get that nice edge built. And then I'll just keep them with the stack right there. I'll have like this other one right here. And I just do more this way, but I have that one in the middle right there.
Just have
and
them
ready. I'll stack a bunch of cheese pizzas already ready to go. So as needed, I'll just grab one and I'll top it and I'll throw it in the oven. And it's the edge part is like, that's the hardest part to bake, you know? So just baking that edge. And then even if the middle is like not like all the way, the cheese is not all the way melted, that'll all melt when you throw all the rest of the ingredients on there and it goes in again for like one last bake. So.
But if you're doing just cheese and pepperonis today, would you still do that? If it's like, would you just cook them like 80% of the way? Is that what you're saying?
Today, we're just gonna be cooking them like one at a time. It's not gonna be like,
that busy.
I'm gonna do, it most likely will be, but I'm not gonna do a bunch of them like that. I'm just gonna cook them as one at a time, yeah. So, and you still get the same results and just as good too. And you could, you could even do is like, if it's, you know, if it's taking a little bit longer for the edge to cook, or let's say like when it's not covered and it's like the ingredients are getting too burnt or something, you could throw the lid back on and, you know, finish cooking it like that as well too. You know, and then you can just take the lid off and, you know, and the pizza will be cool, you know, or just turn off the gas completely, you know.
Nice.
Just turn it off, you know, so you could do that too, so. But yeah, that's a little bit tougher to do, like if you're at a pop-up, because you know, you're gonna, one, start losing heat, and then two, you're gonna have to reheat that oven with nothing in there for like at least like 10 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Is that the only tool you use? Oh, you have pan grippers too.
No, pan grippers too. And then I just, you know, I'll be able to go like this with them. You can kind of, you can more or less kind of see, you know, like what's going on in there. But yeah, just cover it back up. And
my Nina fucking rented that a long time ago.
Really? Yeah. Also cool too is to have these, just to, if you have hot stuff, you can put it right there, you know?
Yeah, I used to never use pan grippers.
Yeah, me too. Before I would just use a glove, dude. For the longest time, I had like a Weber glove.
Same.
And then sure enough, I started burning holes in it. And then working at the last round too, we were using a glove for the longest time. And then I was like, you know what? I had pan grippers already. I was like, you want me to bring some? And sure enough, dude, they're perfect, dude. They're good for everything, dude.
Game changer.
They work for everything, dude. Like you can even grab like screens that are super hot. Like they work wonders, dude. And they got these on Amazon for like $10.
Yeah, they're not that expensive.
Yeah.
You ever cook two in one? Or not?
Nah. I honestly, it feels that it just sucks up too much of the heat.
Nice. For your spatulas, do you get them from a certain place?
I go to that spot, Don Vin, or Cash and Carry. They have a bunch of stuff, like tools, like stuff like that there too. Like these, $6-7 for these. And like this one too. This one's good, like $6 or $7. I mostly get everything there.
What are you looking for?
What's up? Oh, just the edges to finish caramelizing. Like there's some little edges right there to finish caramelizing. Kind of a little dark color, you know, because then you stick the spatula in there and there it just flops, you know. It's pretty much done though.
Well, there you have it. My conversation with Horacio of Tio's Pizza. Tio, you're the best, man. Thank you for being on the show and thank you for showing me your ways. Keep on killing it out there in the pop-up game. To you, the listener, I know that if you're listening to this specific episode, you loved it, because any piece of information that we can get to pop up better, more efficiently, and learn from others is going to be so useful in our lives. So do me this quick favor and let Tio know what's good dough. You can reach him on Instagram. We'll make sure to link his info in the show notes. I appreciate you for listening. I love you. Till next time. Peace. Oh, you're still here? Well, as you may recall in the podcast, Tio uses Uni Pizza ovens to do his pop-up. Because of their versatility, because of their portability, because of their price point, people who are just starting out in the pizza game or who are looking to expand their business but don't want a huge footprint of an oven, go with Uni. If you ever need anything from Uni, use the link in the show notes. It doesn't cost you more to go through that link, but it helps this show so much. I appreciate you for supporting our show sponsors.